Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff, right here on your local radio station. Mike and Kim Burge along with you out of Valentine, Nebraska, and we are proud to be your hosts, bringing you a little touch of good things to listen to today. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to check out 50 things to do in Cherry County, Nebraska. Go to visitvalentine.com. Make sure you can book your National Scenic River trip down the Niobrara River, voted as the number one adventure in the Midwest. Also, Merritt Reservoir is home of the first in Nebraska International Dark Skies. They have the Nebraska Star Party coming up at the end of July. So go to visitvalentine.com, and the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board welcomes you. Pause for a moment, and you'll discover Tri-State Livestock News, the commercial cattleman's publication, delivering comprehensive agricultural coverage for decades now. A medium that blends its vast readership and deep industry knowledge to provide exceptional news and insights. A team of unmatched journalists and experts working tirelessly to ensure that you're receiving accurate, timely information. Go to tsln.com. Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read. Kim, on The Good Stuff today, I thought I'd share another one of our flag trivia or facts you should know about the United States flag. Flag Day is coming up June 14th, so if you don't have a flag, get out and buy one now before the rush hits, and be sure to fly it on the 14th. As the greatest emblem of our nation, it's important to take the proper steps to ensure the flag is displayed correctly. For example, it can't be displayed at night unless it's illuminated. If on a flagpole, it must be raised quickly and lowered slowly. Always display the flag with the blue corner up, and don't fly the flag during adverse weather. If you want more information on that, of course, you can Google flag etiquette. And that's just a little tidbit for Flag Day coming up here from The Good Stuff. Kim, what do you have today on The Good Stuff?
Actually, Mike, I have got more of those common phrases and what was the source of them.
Those are interesting.
Yeah, like starting with crocodile tears. Modern English speakers use the phrase crocodile tears to describe a display of superficial or false sorrow. But the saying actually derives from a medieval belief that crocodiles shed tears of sadness while they killed and consumed their prey. The myth dates back as far as the 14th century and comes from a book called The Travels of Sir John Maudville. Wildly popular upon its release, The Tome recounts a brave knight's adventures during his supposed travels through Asia. Among its many fabrications, the book includes a description of crocodiles that notes, "These serpents slay men and eat them weeping, and they have no tongue." While factually inaccurate, Mandeville's account of weeping reptiles later found its way into the works of Shakespeare, and crocodile tears became an idiom as early as the 16th century.
Seems like a lot of things that we have for some of these sayings come from Shakespeare time.
Yeah, like many years ago. Here's Die Hard. We all know Die Hard.
Okay.
Okay, while it typically refers to someone with a strong dedication to a particular set of beliefs, the term Die Hard originally had a series of much more literal meanings. In its earliest incarnation in the 1700s, the expression described condemned men who struggled the longest when they were executed by hanging. The phrase later became even more popular after 1811's battle during the Napoleon Wars. In the midst of the fight, a wounded British officer named William Ickles supposedly urged his unit forward by bellowing, "Stand your ground and die hard. Make the enemy pay dear for each of us." Inglis's 57th Regiment suffered 75% casualties during the battle and went on to earn the nickname the Diehards.
Wow.
That's a rough note.
That's a rough note, too.
Yeah. I don't know if I like that one at all. And what about this one, Mike? It's called the third degree. You know about getting the third degree.
Oh, yeah.
Quit giving me the third degree. There are several tales about the origin of the third degree, a saying commonly used for long or arduous interrogations. One theory argues the phrase relates to the various degrees of murder in the criminal code, yet another credits it to Thomas Burns, a 19th century New York City policeman who used the pun third degree burns when describing his hard-nosed questioning style. In truth, the saying is most likely derived from the Freemasons, the centuries-old fraternal organization whose members undergo rigorous questioning and examinations before becoming third degree members or master Masons.
Thanks for tuning in to The Good Stuff.